سيئات أعمالنا. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah Most High from the evils of our own selves and from our own wicked deeds. Whomsoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whomsoever has been guided or misguided by Allah, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without a partner or associate. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his true worshipper and messenger. May Allah, the Exalted, bestow His peace and blessings on the final Prophet Muhammad, upon his good and pure family, and upon all of his noble companions. يقول المولى عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O you who believe, fear Allah by doing all that He ordered and abstaining from all that He forbade, as He should be feared. And die not except in a state of Islam, meaning as Muslims with complete submission to Allah alone. This is in the Quran in Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3 or Chapter 3, Ayah verse 102. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. All mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single soul and from it created a snake and from them both scattered many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and not to cut the relations of the womb, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever a watcher over you. This is in Surah 4, verse 1, Ayah 1. Further Allah, Jalla wa Ala, says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do good deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he verily has got a great success. This is in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah 33, Ayah 70 and 71. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. It proceeds then that the most truthful speech is that of Allah's book, the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's praise be upon him and also his peace be upon him. And the worst of evils are innovations which are foreign to the true teachings of Islam. And every innovation in religion is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a dalala, misguidance. And that dalala leads to hell. This is an attempt to provide an understanding of the concept and the meaning of the declaration of At-Tawheed, Al-Shahadatan, which says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his true slave and messenger. All brothers and sisters in Islam need to increase their knowledge about Allah so that they know him better, and thus worship him in the way that is accepted by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most glorified and exalted he is. I hope that this material helps every Muslim to understand his role as a worshipper of Allah. I ask Allah to accept this effort and to forgive me if I have said anything wrong. The first that we deal with is the declaration itself. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. That there is no God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What does this really mean? This is the first principle in the belief in Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Allah is one in His Lordship, in His Rububiyyah, one in His Godhead, in Godship, Uluhiyyah, and one in His actions and names and attributes. And that He is one in His actions and names and attributes, meaning He is one in His Asma wa Sifat wa Al-Af'al. Nothing is like Allah. When someone accepts Allah as the only true God who deserves to be worshipped, he must negate all worship to anyone or anything other than the worship of Allah. This is the meaning of the declaration that there is no God but Allah. It is composed of negation and confirmation phrases. The phrase there is no God negates all falsity, while the phrase but Allah confirms that Allah is the only true God who deserves to be worshipped. Allah is all just and all wise. He created us and wants us to know Him and worship Him alone. He does not leave us without guidance. This is part of His mercy. He, most glorified and exalted, sent messengers and prophets to convey a single message. All nations must submit to the will of their Creator and worship Him alone. This is the essence of Islam. It is the same message delivered by Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and finally to mankind by Muhammad, peace be upon them all. These messengers and prophets were created human beings. Emphasize, created human beings. They were not divine. In fact, in the final revelation to all mankind, which is the Quran, man is called to testify that there is no true God but Allah, and Muhammad is the true messenger of Allah. Once you become a Muslim by declaring this Shahadatan, you must know that it becomes the key to Al-Jannah, that the declaration becomes a key to Al-Jannah, to paradise. This key has its own keys, which represents the elements to the declaration of Tawheed. And these elements are seven, and they are essential to the functioning of this key to Al-Jannah, to the functioning to At-Tawheed, to the functioning of the declaration of At-Tawheed. The first element is knowledge. And knowledge is against ignorance. Knowledge about whom we are worshipping and about the nature, concept and methodology of worship are critical for the practice as well as the understanding of Islam. The highest form of knowledge is the one that leads to complete dissociation from false deities and to the devotion of intentions to Allah alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. In Surah Muhammad, Ayah 19, the translation of the meaning, and know that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and ask forgiveness for your sins, and also for the sin of believing men and believing unbelieving women. And Allah knows well your moving about and your place of rest in your home. This is Surah Muhammad, Surah 47, Ayah 19. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Hadith sahih, رواه مسلم. He who died knowing fully well that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, entered al-Jannah, paradise. Certainly, against any kind of doubt, it requires that the Shahadatan be said with certainty, that there should be no kind of doubt or suspicion regarding the meaning of the Shahadatan. So it has to be made without any suspicion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنْفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger and never since doubted. This is in Surah 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 15. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله لا يلقى الله بهما عبد غير شاك فيحجب عن الجنة. حديث صحيح رواه مسلم. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and I am His messenger, the slave of Allah who would meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala without harboring any doubt about this shahadatan would enter al-Jannah. This hadith was collected by Imam Muslim. So the second, therefore, element to the declaration of a shahadatan is certainty. And the third element is purity of worship, the purity in the declaration. The intention of accepting Islam and performing all acts of worship must therefore be purely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول المولى عز وجل قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. Say, O Muhammad, and this is in Surah Al-Zumar, Surah 39, Ayah 11, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake. I'm not to show off, I'm not to set up rivals with Allah in worship. The fourth element is sincerity against hypocrisy. honesty paves the way for a meaningful understanding of the declaration of al-shahadatan. It strengthens the drive of man towards achieving knowledge about his creator, Allah. The hypocrites utter the declaration of tawheed, but they conceal rejection in their hearts. This is the declaration of the hypocrites. يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ Surah Al-Fajr, Ayah 11. They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. Surah 48, Ayah 11. And the fifth element to the declaration is that acceptance. It must be made against any kind of false pride and arrogance. The adherence to the meaning of this declaration takes away any false pride, arrogance, and disdainfulness. The truth is the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adherence to this truth liberates the Muslim from blind imitation and secures for him the right approach to understand Islam. يقول الله عز وجل وكذلك ما أرسلنا من قبلك في قرية من نذير إلا قال مترفوها إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وإنا على آثارهم مقتدون قل أولو جئتكم بأهدى مما وجدتم عليه آباءكم قالوا إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون فانتقمنا منهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين سورة الزخرف آية 23 إلى آية 25. And similarly, we sent not a warner before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to any town people, but the luxurious ones among them said, we found our fathers following the religion, and we will indeed follow their footsteps. The warner said, that is, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to them, even if I brought you better guidance than that which you find your fathers following, they said, verily we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent. So we took revenge on them. Then see what was the end of those who denied the Tawheed. This is in Surah 43, Ayat 23 to 25. The understanding of Islam can only be achieved by the mercy of Allah, then by following those whom Allah is pleased with, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba and those who believed or followed their path are known as As-Salaf As-Salih, the righteous predecessors. They are our guide in understanding and applying the pure teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is said here to emphasize that the imitation done and the blind imitation, meaning to sheikh or to scholar, is something that is not condoned in Islam. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarify the Quran and Islam to us. And this was understood by the Sahaba, who were the best amongst men then and after. Submission, the sixth element. Submission that negates rejection. Submission is fulfilled by obedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by safeguarding against what Allah forbids. يقول الله عز وجل ومن يسلم وجهه الى الله وهو محسن فقد استمسك بالعروه الوثقى والى الله عاقبه الامور في سوره لقمان ايه 22. Whoever submits his whole self to Allah while he is doing good, that is, he obeys Allah in all respect, has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. 7. Loving the declaration. He who loves Allah will love his religion, and he who does not will not. The one who loves Allah loves this declaration. The love of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be translated into following the orders of Allah and His Messenger. This negates the following of any innovator who has introduced concepts and or ways that are not according to Islamic teaching. Like, for example, the mystics of Sufism and their so-called tariqas, ways, which have nothing to do with Islam. Their thought originated from Hindu concept. They elevate their Sufi sheikhs and leaders, they call them Akhtab, to divine levels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ سورة البقرة آية 165. And of mankind are those who take for worship others besides Allah as rivals to Allah. They love them as they love Allah. But those who believe love Allah more than anything else. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 165. Now, the declaration, or the second part of the declaration regarding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The declaration states that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is the second part of the declaration of Al-Shahadatan, and it is the belief that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah. The message revealed to him is the Quran, and that is a universal message. The belief that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah means, number one, whatever Allah told us about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 45 wa 46. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily we have sent you as a witness and a bringer of glad tidings and a warner, and as one who invites to Allah, that is to worship Him alone, by His leave, and as a lamp spreading light through your instruction. This is in the Quran, Surah 33, Ayahs 45 and 46. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Say, I am a man like you. It has been inspired to me that your ilah, God, is one ilah, God, that is Allah. So whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him work righteousness, and in the worship of his Lord, his Rabb, admit no one as a partner. Surah 18, Ayah 110. أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين. Surah Yunus, Ayah 2. It is wonder for mankind, or is it wonder for mankind, that we have sent our inspiration to a man from among themselves, that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, warn mankind of the coming torment in hell, and give good news to those who believe in the oneness of Allah and in his Prophet Muhammad, that they shall have with their Lord, with their Rabb, the reward of their good deeds. This is Surah Yunus, Surah 10, Ayah 2. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 188. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I possess no power of benefit or hurt to myself except as Allah will. If I had knowledge of the unseen, I should have secured for myself an abundance of wealth, and no evil should have touched me. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings unto people who believe. Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, Ayah 188. The second aspect of the declaration of Muhammad as the messenger of Allah is that we must worship Allah as taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The obedience to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an order from Allah. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 7. And whatsoever the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, take it. And whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. Surah Al-Hashr, Surah 59, Ayah 7. The meaning of the above ayah verse is very well illustrated in the following hadith, which is an authentic hadith collected by the great scholar of hadith, Imam al-Bukhari. Narrated Alqama, Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, Allah curses those ladies who practice tattooing and those who get themselves tattooed, and those ladies who remove the hair from their faces, and those who make artificial spaces between their teeth to look more beautiful, whereby they change Allah's creation. His saying reached a lady from Bani Asad called Yaqub, who came to Abdullah, meaning to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and said, I have come to know that you have cursed such and such ladies. He replied, why shouldn't I curse those whom Allah's messenger cursed and who are cursed in Allah's book? Yaqub said, I have read the whole Quran and I have not found in it what you say. He said, verily if you have read it, that is the Quran, you have found it. Didn't you read, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, and whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it and fear Allah? She replied, yes, I did. He said, verily, Allah's messenger forbade these things. She said, But I see your wife doing these things. He said, go and wash her. She went and washed her, but could not see anything in support of her statement. On that, she said, or he said, if my wife were as you thought, I would not keep her in my company. That is, I would divorce her. مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا سورة النساء, ayah 8. He who obeys the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has indeed obeyed Allah. This is in the Quran, Surah 4, ayah 18. The methods discussing worship of Allah, discipline, orders, advice, and recommendations as detailed by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم are known as sunnah. The sunnah is an inspiration from Allah and is not the Prophet's idea, thought, or desire. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nor does he, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, speak of his own desire. It is no less than an inspiration sent down to him. This is in Surah Al-Najm, Ayah 3 and 4, which is Surah 53. So in obeying the Prophet's sunnah, we are obeying Allah. There should be no resistance to the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He must be taken as a judge in all disputes, as Allah clearly stated. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 65. But know by the Lord, or by your Lord, they can have no say until they make you judge, O Muhammad, in all disputes between them, and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions, but accept them with full submission. This is in the Quran, Surah 4, Ayah 65. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 63. Let those who oppose the messenger's commandment, that is his sunnah, legal ways, orders, acts of worship, statements, etc., let those who oppose the messenger's commandment among the sects beware, lest some fitna, fitna is a trial, which is disbelief, afflictions, earthquakes, etc., lest some fitna befall them. This is a warning, therefore, which will lead them to disbelief or a grievous torment be inflicted on them. This is in Surah An-Nur, Surah An-Nur, Surah 24, Ayah 63. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who does an act which our matter, that is our religion, is not in agreement with, will have it rejected. من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. The sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, by the way, this hadith is related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is surely safeguarded, as Allah promised to save the message of Islam from any human corruption. The following of the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the manifestation of the declaration Muhammad رسول الله. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. قل إن كنتم تحبون, associated partners with Allah, they committed this shirk by setting up rivals with Allah in worship. Tawheed, however, embodies the love of Allah, submission to Him alone, humility to Him alone, complete obedience to Him alone, honesty of worship to Him alone, seeking Him alone, all things and deeds, abstaining, giving, love and hate must be done for His sake. Whoever acknowledges this, then he or she would understand the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Hadith Sahih, Rawah Muslim. Allah forbade the admittance to hell of anyone who says that there is no God who deserves to be worshipped except Allah, seeking the face of Allah. This hadith is an authentic hadith collected by Muslims. What is the issue here about seeking the face of Allah? The face of Allah is a real and true attribute of Allah. Like all of His names and attributes, there is nothing like unto Him. The Quran and authentic Sunnah confirm the names and attributes of Allah as well as His actions. The believer does not alter anything confirmed by Allah or by His messenger. The names and attributes have real meaning. However, only Allah knows the how, big capital letters, how, of these names and attributes. They are real and we confirm them. We confirm all the attributes of Allah, but we don't say they look like this or look like that. See how? Meaning we don't know it. In no way it means, therefore, that the declaration or uttering the declaration by the tongue is enough to save one from the fire of hell. In fact, the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, utter it, yet it is known that they are in the lowest part of hell. Allah informed us in the Quran that إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 145. Very, very hypocrite will be in the lowest path of the fire. No helper will you find for them. This is in Surah 4, or Surah 4, Ayah 145. It is a must that the declaration of al-shahadatan be confirmed in the heart as well as by the tongue. The heart should affect knowledge, or should reflect knowledge. A. It should reflect knowledge about the belief in the meaning of this declaration. And B. About what confirms its meaning and what negates it. And C. About the uniqueness of the truth about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once these methods are established in the heart, it will then help transform the status of the person such that the fire of hell will be forbidden on him. It has been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَفَرَ بِمَا يُعْبَدُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حُرِمَ مَالُهُ وَدَمُهُ وَحِسَابُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This is hadith sahih, rawahu Muslim wa Ahmad. He who ever says there is no true God who deserves to be worshipped but Allah, and declares kufr, meaning disbelief, in whatever is worshipped besides Allah, then his money and blood are haram, forbidden to be harmed in his money and blood, and the judgment upon this person is up to Allah. Hadith collected by Imam Ahmad and Muslim. This hadith is a great explanation for the true meaning of there is no God but Allah. It emphasizes that there must be a complete dissociation from anyone or anything being worshipped other than Allah. A righteous man, be a star, a moon, fire, river, cow, Buddha, Gandhi, Jesus, Khomeini, Malcolm X, Farrakhan, grave, status, money, love, heads of state, etc. Anything being worshipped other than Allah, beloved, obeyed, or followed more than or equal to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of this constitutes shirk in Allah. Anyone who elevates anything or anyone other than Allah to divine level exits Islam even if he utters the declaration of Tawheed. When the person declares disbelief in whatever is being worshipped other than Allah, then he becomes a Muslim. It is very clear that the disbelievers, the kuffar of Mecca, knew what the Prophet ﷺ meant by the word he brought them from Allah, which is, there is no God but Allah. La ilaha illallah. They believed that Allah was the sustainer, the one who gives life, the one who ends it. But when Muhammad ﷺ told them to say, La ilaha illallah, in its meaning, they understood the meaning that there is no true God who deserves to be worshipped except Allah, their answer was, as Allah stated this in the Quran, أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدا إن هذا لشيء عجاب. Surah 5, Ayah 5. Has he made the gods all into one God, Allah? Verily, this is a curious thing. This is Surah 38, Ayah 5. It meant the abolishing of everything they introduced between them and Allah, which according to their belief would bring them closer to Allah. All of these entities that they have established, they thought that they would bring them closer to Allah, and they knew that the coming of this word from Allah negates this act. And this word of Tawheed brought an end to their intermediary gods. If it was just a word to be said, they could have said it, and that would have been it. They knew it was the word that would bring true liberation to man, a liberation that will bring up true worship to the one and only one, God who deserves to be worshipped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the reason behind their rejection. The belief in the true meaning of the declaration of Tawheed, therefore, leads to Al-Jannah, and rejecting it leads to an eternal abode in hell. Why stressing the importance of Tawheed? Many in this Muslim world, they say, we utter Tawheed and we believe in it. Alhamdulillah. But when they are asked about the true meaning of the Tawheed, and when you see their practices and deeds, then you wonder truly whether there is a true understanding of Tawheed. And when you try to stress this aspect, you will have many who will oppose even talking about the subject, saying, this is quite understood by us, and you know, everybody knows it, etc. We need something new, quote unquote. But once we look at the Quran and see what's in the Quran, the whole message of Allah, then we will find answers why this subject is so much stressed by Allah and why therefore we have to give it the due and proper attention. Therefore know, may Allah's mercy be upon you, that first, all of the Quran deals with Tawheed, its implications and its rewards, as well as shirk, which is the opposite of Tawheed, its people and their punishment. In the Quran there is either one, number one, information about the names and attributes, al-asma wa sifat, and this is known as the Tawheed of the names and attributes, Tawheed al-asma wa sifat. So when you read al-Fatiha even in your salah or in every day, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, have you thought about it? Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world, is Tawheed. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful, is Tawheed. Tawheed of the names and attributes, al-asma wa sifat, lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maliki yawm al-deen, Surah al-Fatiha, we're still in Maliki yawm al-deen, ayah 4. Master of the day of recompense, is Tawheed. None is similar to Allah or equal to Him in all of His names and attributes. They are true and unique to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this in all over the Quran. Rarely you'll find any ayah except that there is an attribute or a name of Allah. The second thing to know is that in the Quran is a call to worship none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is known as Tawheed al-Ubudiyya or al-Iluhiyya, the Tawheed of worship. In the Fatiha itself you read إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, which is Surah 5. You have, or you alone we do worship, and you alone we seek for Him. This is Tawheed al-Ubudiyya. Third, obedience in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands obedience in the form of compliance or abstinence. Hence the worshipper must beg for guidance from Allah alone. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, in the Fatiha itself. Guide us to the straight path. It's Tawheed that includes the request to Allah to show us the straight way that leads to His obedience. It includes the request to safeguard us from deviation and all astray ways. And therefore it is Tawheed. You seek that from Allah alone. Knowing that Allah's promise of good in this life and in the hereafter is true, the worshipper of Allah calls upon Allah alone to make him amongst صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, those on whom you have bestowed your grace. And therefore this is the reward of Tawheed. It's speaking about the reward of Tawheed, that the Muwahid will receive the grace of Allah. Information and examples it includes, the Quran, about the people of shirk and what has been inflicted upon them in the life of this world and the punishment they will suffer in the hereafter. إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَصَبُ جَهَنَّمَ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ, the Surah Al-Anbiya, the Prophet, Ayah, Surah 21, Ayah 98. And you, the false, and you and the false deities that you worship besides Allah are but fuel for hell. To it you will surely come. So there is a warning for those who commit shirk and stay away from Tawheed, that this will be their destiny. So Tawheed is emphasized by emphasizing the opposite of it. Second, all the messengers called their nations to Tawheed in compliance with the orders of Allah. This is a great proof of the magnitude of this matter of belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ, Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah 21, Ayah 25. And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we inspired him saying, there is none who has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah, so worship me alone. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Tawheed to his followers and raised their awareness about it while they were still young. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his first cousin, Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, إِذَا سَأَلْكَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. If you ask, ask Allah alone. If you seek help, seek the help of Allah alone. Related by al-Tirmidhi, who said it is a good and sound hadith. So, The Messenger taught his followers that the first thing they must call the people for is Tawheed. He told Mu'adh bin Jabal when he sent him to Al-Yaman. He said, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلْ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَفِي رواية عند البخاري فَلْيُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ or to perform the Tawheed of Allah. Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, you will be reaching people of the book, Jews and all Christians. Let your first act be called to call them to witness that there is no true God that has the right to be worshipped except Allah. It's collected by Bukhari and Muslim. And according to another narration by Bukhari, to perform the Tawheed of Allah. Fourth, Tawheed is the true essence of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the jinn, which are unseen beings created from fire, and mankind for the sole purpose of establishing Tawheed. The famous and great scholar Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, the heart can feel no real happiness, nor a real fulfilling pleasure of enjoyment except in the way of love of Allah and seeking closeness to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala by following what He loves. There can be no love of Allah except by turning away from anyone or anything being loved other than Allah, and this is the true meaning of there is no God but Allah. It is the creed of Abraham, the peace of Allah, peace be upon him, the peace of Allah be upon him, and that of all other prophets and messengers, the peace of Allah and his prayers be upon them all. The end of Ibn Taymiyyah's statement. It is quoted in his book Al-Fatawa, which is called the Islamic Decrees in Arabic, volume 28 and page 32. The other part of the declaration of Tawheed, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, means to establish the true following of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by obeying all that which he had ordered and abstaining from doing what he had declared to be unlawful. Following him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true manifestation of Tawheed. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 7. And whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatsoever he forbids, abstain from it and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. Surah 59, Ayah 7. That's why the declaration, there is no God but Allah, la ilaha illallah, is a negation of all false deities and confirmation of the only true God, Allah, and His right to be worshipped alone. It is an allegiance to Allah, His only accepted religion Islam, His book the Quran, and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His righteous ibad, worshippers. It is therefore a complete dissociation from any worship to taghut, all forms of false deity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 256, whosoever disbelieves in false deities and believes in Allah, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. The truth of the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us to worship Him alone, and that the right of Allah upon us is to worship Him alone, associate no partners with Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Surah Al-Dhariyat, Ayah 56. I never created the jinn and mankind but to worship me alone. Surah 51-56. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right of Allah upon His ibad, the created beings, is that they worship Him alone and do not associate in worship anyone or anything with Him. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Fifth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained jihad, fighting in the cause of Allah, so that Tawheed prevails and that the earth be purified from the affliction of shirk. Tawheed is the greatest justice on earth. Muslims are not passive about, or when it comes to the truth, to say what is the true meaning of jihad. They are ordered by Allah to spread the truth by every peaceful means. When falsehood stands opposing the spreading of the Tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَتَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 193, and fight them until there is no more fitna, disbelief, or worshipping of all of others with Allah, and all and every kind of worship is devoted for Allah alone, until that occurs. But if they cease, let there be no transgression except against al-zalimeen, the polytheists, the mushrikeen, and wrongdoers, etc. Ibn Jarir, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said in his tafsir explanation of the above ayah, quote, and five the mushrikeen, people of shirk, until there is no affliction, that is, until there is no more shirk, and until worshipping of idols and false gods and the setting up of rivals with Allah are vanished, and until disobedience becomes completely devoted, obedience becomes completely devoted to Allah alone, not none to statues and idols. End of quote. Qutada, another scholar of Tafsir, said, until there is no shirk. End of quote. The Prophet ﷺ said, I have been ordered by Allah to fight against the people so long as they don't say, La ilaha illallah, that there is no God but Allah, and he who professed it was granted full protection of his property and life on my behalf, except for a life, and his all or his other affairs rest with Allah. The hadith was collected by Muslims. So the purpose of jihad, therefore, is to the establishment or to establish tawheed on earth. 6. To reject shirk as the greatest sin and most terrible injustice, and to accept tawheed is the greatest and most trustworthy handhold that will never break. Anyone who does not learn about the meaning of tawheed may commit grave acts of shirk, and thus subject himself to the punishment and wrath of Allah. Guidance and security is granted to those who strive to live their lives in accordance with the principles of tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. It is those who believe and confuse not with wrong, that is worshiping others beside Allah. For them alone there is security, and they are the guided ones. This is in Quran, Surah Al-An'am, Surah 6, Ayah 82. It is related that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, when this ayah was revealed, the Muslims felt a kind of hardship and said, who amongst us who does not do wrong? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, it is not as you think, it is the shirk which is meant. Didn't you hear the saying of Luqman to his son, and he recited the ayah above, O my son, don't ascribe partners to Allah, verily the shirk is a terrible injustice. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And those who commit shirk, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ Verily whoever sets up rivals in worship for Allah, then Allah has forbidden al-jannah for him, وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ and the hell will be his abode, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, Ayah 72. May Allah help us therefore to realize the great importance of tawheed. So let us give this matter our best care, learn it and teach it to others. We must study the subject at our home, masajid, in halaqat, study groups, and with ulama, scholars of Islam, so that we can, by the help and mercy of Allah, be amongst whom Allah is pleased with. Let us be aware that some of this ummah will follow the path of the mushrikeen. We ask Allah to save us from this path. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said, describing this group, the hour will not be established until tribes of my ummah follow the mushrikeen, and until they worship idols. This is an authentic hadith narrated by Abu Dawood, and a similar meaning to it was related by Muslims. May Allah save us from following such tribes. There are ways